What's up, everyone? It's Nurse Blake, and welcome to the Nurse Blake Podcast, episode 27. We are going to be talking about ride out teams and preparing for natural disasters when you are a staff or bedside nurse, and you either have to be on the storm ride out team or the recovery team. We're also going to have some fun in this podcast because I brought my best friend, my partner, my husband, of course. You're back.
I'm here.
Husband Brett with two T's.
What's up, everybody?
I have gum in my mouth.
Oh, you should spit that out.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Everyone, just hang on one second.
We'll wait.
Okay. My breath is fresh.
It does. It smells good. You know, we're usually awfully close when we do these podcasts, so I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We are actually in a hotel conference room right now.
Where are we today?
Hang on a second.
We were in Secaucus,
New Jersey for the New York show.
We had to load in from there.
Not Secaucus.
Yep. I think we're in Pittsburgh.
I pooped at the Secaucus Dunkin' Donut.
Which there's only one.
The donuts weren't the only thing Dunkin'. Also, hey,
tour bus life.
My poop was Dunkin'. That's what I meant. Did you get that?
Yeah, we got
it. Okay. We're actually in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania right now. I have some family that lives out here. They were actually at the show last night.
You rocked that show last night. It was fun.
You know what? It was the crowd. The crowds are so wild and so fun. It's been so great. I love it. That was show 10.
Yeah.
I think out 10 of 55. What is that? We're 18% done?
18%-ish.
No, it's like what? 12%? Yeah,
it's like 18%.
If we're 10 shows.
Because 10 out of 50 would be 20%. So 10 out of 55 is just a little less. So 18.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Cool.
We'll go nice. With 18.
18%.
Yeah.
Still a long way to go. So I'm so excited to see you guys on the road. If you haven't bought tickets yet and want to know if your city is on the list, pretty sure your city's probably on the list. We're doing so many. You get tickets right now at nurseblake.com.
We're having so much fun.
So we also do like a little VIP experience after every show. So if you're interested in that, hanging out with me for a little Q&A and some selfie photo social distancing action.
It's so hard. Oh, it's so hard.
We make it, but we do the best with what we can, but it's still so much fun. I love the VIPs that come after.
It's super fun. It's actually a nice way for you to kind of wind down after doing your hour and a half show.
It's 90 minutes. I'm sweating so much.
You are. So on our little rider, which is like so simple.
What's a rider?
Our rider is basically all the things that our tour needs when they show up. So the venue will provide us, you know, things like water bottles, and we have hand towels for the stage, because some of these theaters have like the old school, like quartz, like crazy hot lights that shine on you. And from the side of the stage, I can see the sweat just dripping off you.
So if you want to get tickets for the VIP experiences, you do that by calling and contacting the venue, and they'll be able to hook you up. So during the show, Brett is off to the side of the stage, hitting all my buttons.
After 10 years, I can still hit your buttons, baby.
You are pulling my buttons.
Oh, I thought I was pushing them.
Yeah, pushing my buttons. pulling my buttons. After all these years, no, it's so much fun. Some shows, I even bring Brett out if the audience wants it. And one show, they were like, Brett.
I couldn't believe it. It was fun.
So fan.
It was fun.
A lot of fans out there for you.
Aw.
So much fun.
I love my fan.
Your fan.
There's like one.
You're one fan. No, I love it. We're also a reminder about the Nurse Blake Awards, the big sweepstakes, giving away a Tesla plus 12 huge cash prizes. It's running through November 30th. You get to enter every day. That will increase your chances. You could do that right now through the NurseCon app, and you could download it for free. Enter to win the Tesla for a chance to win, and also take some free continuing nursing education.
Yep.
My favorite thing this week, I'm wearing it right now, my favorite Lululemon fanny pack.
Hashtag not sponsored.
No, not Lululemon, please never get sponsored. Right here in my little fanny pack, I have my wallet.
Nice.
Carry my phone in here.
Uh-huh.
My gum wrapper.
With no gum, just wrap it. It's a little
No, it's can. Filled with an old piece of gum.
Oh.
I just wrapped that up in there. I also have a rock.
Oh, for Nurses Rock.
Oh my gosh. What a gift. One you can put on your keychain. It has a little hole in it.
What a gift.
Wow. I also have a room key somewhere.
Oh, for some hotel.
Yeah, for a hotel. Funny.
It is an adorable.
I love my fanny pack. People be making fun of me. I don't care. Oh, good. Lululemon's so expensive.
Oh my gosh.
Hate going to Lululemon, but they have a 25% off nurse discount.
That's like one of the most substantial nurse discounts I've
That's
seen.
That's huge. But yeah. They're shit so expensive. So it's still expensive.
But it's good stuff.
Yeah, Lululemon's nice. Yeah. It's hard for you to find pants that fit you.
Yeah, because I'm so tall and I recently bought some there and may or may not have taken advantage of the nurse discount.
You were there with me.
It was your discount.
You have to bring your badge.
Yeah, bring your badge.
Bring your badge.
Yep.
Bring your badge.
What are we talking about today?
Storms.
Oh, that's right. Storm rideouts.
Yep. Storm rideout teams, which is pretty interesting, especially very timely with the latest Hurricane Ida.
Yeah.
That, hit, you know, impacted like 22 states. I mean, the storm was huge, traveled 1,500 miles. We are not strangers to hurricanes.
Unfortunately not.
Living in Florida. I mean, no matter where you live, something's trying to kill you.
Mother Nature's going to get you.
Interesting about Pittsburgh, I was talking to an Uber driver. I just popped in and crashed a nursing course at Duquesne University.
You saw some nursing students there?
I don't know how to pronounce the name of the school.
I don't know.
Dusucky. Cocky.
Okay. Well, it's a Pittsburgh nursing school. We'll go with that.
Oh, I also want to go over Pittsburgh terms too. So I crashed this nursing school. It was so much fun. It was so exciting. But the Uber driver said, interesting about Pittsburgh, there's no hurricanes, no earthquakes here.
Yeah.
No, what's another natural disaster?
Tornadoes. They have blizzards though.
He said no.
No,
he
not
said
really?
Not here. Just very light.
Wow.
Snow. He said, just the weather kind of sucks all the time. I think they only have 40 days of sunshine here.
Oh my God.
Worse than Seattle.
Well, we're lucky because it's been beautiful.
Worse than we've had good weather.
Oh, okay, knock on wood. It has been incredible weather.
Yeah.
This entire.
You just ruined it.
I knocked
just
on wood.
Ruined
I knocked
it.
Knocked on wood.
Pushing okay, like Mother metal. Nature's buttons.
Uh-oh.
So my cousin lives here in Pittsburgh, and let me tell you about the Pittsburgh people. I love it because they got personalities. They are loud. They are proud. The people at the theater remind me of most of my family.
Oh, yes.
We got big heads, loud, very aggressive, very aggressive, really big heads.
Very physical people.
Very physical, but they have their own language here. Pittsburghese. Okay.
Oh.
Yep, their own terminology. So my cousin taught me some terms. Yins.
Yins.
Means y'all. So what are yins doing? Y-I-N-Z.
Okay.
They say pop here.
Yes.
For soda, pop.
Thank you. So I grew up in the Midwest, and we all call like Coca-Cola and Pepsi pop. But then when I moved to Florida, people looked at me like I had three heads because they all call it soda.
Because if you're sitting at a restaurant, you order pop, no one knows what you're talking about.
Well, they do up north.
No, you say, what's up, Yins? I want pop. Okay. Dr. Pepper, Sprite, what do you want?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's whatever.
But you still have to further clarify?
You do. But it's like saying soda in the South. Like, oh, do you guys got soda? Oh, cool. I'll have a Sprite. You know, same thing.
Interesting.
Same idea. Soda pop.
Drippy.
Ew, what's that?
Dippy. Dippy.
Dippy.
Dippy is over easy eggs. So you want to make sure you can dip your toast in some dippy eggs.
That's
moist.
That's oddly specific.
Moist egg. Dippy eggs. So make sure the
some
eggs are dippy.
Eggs.
Jag off.
Oh, a jag off.
Jag off. That means no good. We don't like
it. You jerk.
That.
You jag off.
Nebby.
What's that?
Nebby, people being nosy in your business.
Ooh, we don't like that.
Yeah, I hate Nebby people.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm kind of nebby because I want to know what's going on.
Nebbians.
Oh, downtown.
It really is that how they say it?
Downtown. I could see all my uncles saying that. My grandmother, Nan, she's one of eight. Four girls, four boys, all from Pittsburgh. Love them to death, but they're so, I can't even act like them because it's just so loud and aggressive, but I could hear them all saying downtown at family reunions and stuff.
I love that. I love that whole side of family.
So put it all in a sentence, please. All those words we used.
Hey, you jagoff. I'm downtown. I want some dippy eggs. And yin's are killing me.
Good job. I love that. Oh my God, you could be from here. That's
it's
so
beautiful
fun.
Here, by the way. It's hilly. There's a river.
Stunning.
We're on like the waterfront.
Yep.
You know, the stadium is right there. Oh, there was a Steelers game yesterday. Although,
not supposed to talk about it.
I think they won.
I think the Raiders won. Yeah. But we're Steelers fans. We went to the Steelers game last time we were in Pittsburgh.
We did.
So much fun. They had a huge comeback.
Yep.
What's the food you're supposed to, a pierogi?
Oh, pierogies.
I think that's a Pittsburgh food.
Yeah, pierogies. It's like a potato wonton looking thing. I don't know.
A what?
I don't know. It looks like a wonton.
I think my aunt Joyce.
She makes them.
She makes pierogies. Huge pierogi fan. So back to our topic, write out teams. When you're a nurse at a hospital, when you get a new job, they say, would you like to be on the ride out team or the recovery team?
Okay.
So if you're on a ride out team and you're working, I don't know, a night shift. Okay. Let's say this hurricane's coming. You're on the ride out team. You better bring a bag.
Oh.
Yeah. Cause you're on the ride out.
Pack me for a 2-day.
That could be a 2-dayer. That could be a 6-dayer.
Wow.
You're going to be working day shift, night shift, all the shifts.
Until
the recovery team comes.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that's backup. So that's your relief, recovery team. But it's got to be safe. Mostly it deals with roads, you know.
Right.
So the hurricane can be gone, but if the roads are flooded, power's out.
Which is where most people die. Most people die after a hurricane,
after a
drowning in their car because they go out and think they could drive through the standing water.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
So those are the difference.
That makes sense.
So typically most people are on the ride out team.
Heck,
you have to be seniority to get on the recovery team.
Oh, I see.
But sometimes, like I remember growing up in Florida, like I don't know if they still do this today, but at the hospital, like if you were part of the ride out team, they would have even housed your family just to make sure they were safe too. Because hospitals are kind of safe. I don't think they do that anymore. But back in the day, because I remember the big hurricanes that were hitting Florida back in 01, 04?
04.
Charlie.
Francis, Ivan. Yeah, all those.
Yeah. I remember being in the... was I in the closet back then? I was, because the hurricanes. We were all hiding in the closet.
That's the safest place.
Even my mom in the closet with us. Or the bathtub with a mattress over your bed.
Yeah.
But the big word, hunker down. That was hunker down.
Wow.
But my dad, a respiratory therapist, he was always on the ride out teams.
That's awesome.
Maybe he was because he left us because it's safer to be in the hospitals.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Talk to your therapist about that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bring that up. My counseling session at 5. He done left us all. So funny.
That is an interesting point, though, because, you know, again, it leads to this... points to the selflessness of nurses that, you know, that is a hard thing to do. You're going to go to the hospital to help the community, but what about your family?
Yeah.
You know, because a natural disaster is coming.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah.
I couldn't do tornadoes. Listen.
I remember growing up in Indiana until I was like 11 or 12, and we used to go into the basement all the time. And there was one corner of the basement where I used to huddle with my family when there were tornado warnings because the tornadoes would just rip through and they're unannounced. You know, a hurricane,
right.
You got time to prepare. But tornadoes and earthquakes are probably the scariest types of natural disasters I've been
part of. That's crazy. I feel like the hurricanes are getting worse. I feel like you had time to prepare and now they're just like whipping through in a few days, getting real fast and stuff.
Yeah, that is
Ida just came out like quick. and was going to be category five or whatever. What was a four when it landed?
Yeah, I feel like we used to have like a week to prepare, and now it's like 2 days.
It's like, shit, it's here.
Yep.
Hunker down. So yeah, crazy. Yeah, Ida impacted 22 states, traveled 1,500 miles.
Ida was really unique because while it landed as, I think it landed as a four, right? But a very strong four.
Yeah.
We were so worried about New Orleans and the whole like Gulf Coast, but what it did in New York
and New
Jersey was shocking. It ripped through the entire continent all the way north and then still had the power to flood the subways and kill people in New England. Wild.
Yeah, it's definitely, you never know what's going to happen. So it affected, you know, all those hospitals too that probably didn't even expect it. What always is cool about the aftermath of a storm is all the stories about the nurses and the healthcare workers that were caring for patients during that time. Temple nurses helped transport NICU babies in aftermath of Hurricane Ida. There's always really, you know, cool things that come out of a disaster of heroism and, you know, real nurses saving lives, especially when electricity goes out. Nurses are having to hand bag patients just for ventilation.
Yeah, you know, I worked on a lot of healthcare facilities, and in lighting, you're dealing with electricity, and backup power was such an important function. And, you know, hospitals are wired differently than other buildings. There are really dedicated circuits to backups, but those backups often will only last 2 or 3 days.
Right.
And that's it. Like even the biggest, I remember we were doing the VA hospital in Orlando and they had a dedicated power plant. This thing was massive. I mean, it could run a huge amount of electricity, and they only had 2 weeks, which was state of the art.
Wow.
For a VA. I mean, to the fact that you could run the most critical things for 2 weeks is really big. But I mean, I've been in hurricanes where the power was out for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Back in 2004, power went out for 4 weeks at our house.
That was what we were lucky enough to live across the street from a school. And that's one of the places that they turn power on really fast. So we were only out it for like 2 days.
They probably prioritize, I'm sure, the hospitals too.
Oh, so, for sure. Know,
if my 100%. Little house was
But listen, 4 weeks. It's not just hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes anymore. Just the temperatures of it getting super hot and freezing. Texas, remember it froze?
Yeah,
this winter, they weren't prepared for the cold because it's Texas.
Right.
But with global warming, the pipes froze.
Yep.
Nurses were stuck.
Yeah, that was huge. Well, and I'm sure we'll get into Harvey, right? The Texas Medical Center. Yeah,
we're going to get into that.
Yeah, that was fascinating. But yeah, there's so many, there's so many things that can go wrong. I mean, it's a fragile ecosystem.
Yeah.
You know, these healthcare facilities.
Speaking of pipes.
Where's this going?
Speaking of pipes. So we're traveling on the bus, right?
So moving on.
Wait, no, bus. The bus.
Yeah, the bus.
We can't drink the water on the bus because...
Yeah, so they treat the water a little bit with some sort of, I don't know, almost like an antifreeze so that in the winter, all the little hoses and stuff in the bus don't freeze.
So you're not supposed to drink the water.
No.
It's non-potable.
Yep.
That's what they say, right?
Correct.
I'm getting ready for a show, and I had someone on the bus, I'm not going to say names, made me a tea.
Oh, and by the way, it was not me. Can we clear that up?
Yeah.
It was not me.
Made me a tea. Anyways, I drank it. The next day, they made themselves a cup of tea. And I was like, Jade, you can't...
You can't drink that water.
I said, Jade, you didn't have a sip of this, right? She's like, no. I said, Jade, you have to use bottled water to make tea. So nice. I saved her life, poured it out.
What a nurse.
Then as I'm sitting there, I thought, she made me a cup of tea yesterday. I said, Jade. She's like, I'm so sorry. You're alive. You're fine.
And you're not going to be cold for the next 2 weeks.
I will never freeze. This is so funny. Oh my God. Great story.
Wow.
I wasn't even planning to bring that up. I love that.
Oh, I'm glad that was the story you told. I was hoping it wasn't the whole sewer issue we've been having on the bus.
Don't poop on the bus. No one should poop on the bus. Really, no one should. Oh my gosh. bus life. You think moving it's going to be like super fancy, and then you wake up at 3:30 in the morning to the smell of sewage.
Anyways.
Sewer air.
You know, it is really interesting living on the bus. It's so much fun, but we have found that logistically we are working really hard so that we're only driving during the day. Because the idea behind it is, you know, you drive at night while everybody's sleeping, but it is not easy sleeping on a moving
bus. It's hard to sleep at night.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Hard to sleep at night. Hurricane Harvey was a big one. We were living in Houston, Texas. We had just moved and sold our house 2 weeks before Harvey. Huge storm. A lot of the people I worked with in Houston, Texas, they were on the ride out team for days. I mean, for 6 days.
Yeah.
Didn't expect to be there that long, but that's how bad the flooding was. The roads were like closed.
Yeah, I felt so bad. I mean, literally, we closed on our house, like selling it like 2 weeks before. And remember, our entire neighborhood flooded.
I know.
And the Texas Medical Center, which is where you had been working for so long, people were stuck.
Stuck.
Like, several floors, because they had basements and stuff. Several floors had flooded. Your office that you worked in.
That's right.
Was completely underwater.
Flooded, because they all have basements.
Yep. That was crazy.
Not prepared.
Yeah.
And another big one, you know, sometimes we forget about fires, but that's huge.
Yeah.
Impacting the West. 2018, a lot of stories came out of this. The Camp Fire in Paradise, California. Fires are scary because it just spreads.
So fast.
It's so fast. Can't really prepare. And nurses were seen evacuating patients feet away from the flames.
Wow.
Wild times. So it's just important to, you know, as nurses, to be safe, knowing if you're on a ride-out team, you know, prepare, not only prepare for the ride-out team, but also have a plan for your family.
Absolutely.
We have a disaster quiz you and I are going to take. We're going to see if we're prepared.
Oh, fun.
For disaster.
Let me put my prepper hat on.
Emergency plan. You could find this quiz at emergencyplanguide.org.
Oh, cool.
Number one, it's a quiz. Let me get the answer.
Are you asking me these questions?
Yeah, we're kind of going to do it together.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
But I'll have the answers, okay?
Yeah.
Number one, as long as I have all the necessary supplies for an emergency kit somewhere in my house, I am prepared for an emergency.
Well, no, because what if you're not at your house?
Yay! Good job. False. Right.
Right. Oh, I was confused for a second. Yes.
So even if you're not at your house,
yeah.
We had a plan in Seattle.
Yeah.
We were living downtown, and our favorite pizza joint was Ian's Pizza.
Downtown. Up on Cap Hill.
Downtown.
Downtown. Yeah.
Yeah. And our favorite place was Ian's Pizza. Yum. You guys, they had a mac and cheese pizza.
Oh, it was heaven.
They had fettuccine Alfredo pizza.
It was the perfect, like, 2 a.m., after going out in Capitol Hill.
Right there in Cap Hill. Mm-hmm. And Brett said if we ever got lost, because there's an
earthquakes,
tsunamis.
Earthquakes, tsunamis.
scary.
Yeah.
I don't do earthquakes. I don't do volcanoes and stuff.
Yeah.
We said we would meet each other at Ian's Pizza up the hill.
Yep.
Funny.
Mostly to eat.
That was like our plan.
Yep.
If the power went out during the evening, I would A, sit in the dark, wait for power to come back, B, light candles. C, search the kitchen drawers for flashlight batteries. Or D, know exactly where to find flashlights, battery-powered lanterns, and fresh batteries.
Well, that's obviously D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't like
it. Good idea to have. Well, you know what's funny now is our cell phones have flashlights, too.
Right.
However,
got to make sure
cell phones. Yeah, cell phones don't last.
My phone's always on 5%.
This guy can never find his charger too. He's always stealing mine.
I'm always stealing Jade's, yours. Oh. I couldn't tell you where to find
one. Where did
they
go?
I don't know.
Where did they go?
It's like underwear. I started this trip with like 50 pairs of underwear.
Yeah. Smart. Did you do laundry?
I did laundry.
So that actually was my plan. Is I went out to Amazon and I bought a ton of underwear and a ton of socks.
Yep.
And I brought lots of t-shirts. And then I figure, if I don't do laundry on the road, I don't need it.
So, confession, this could be too much.
Oh, are we getting real?
Yeah, just because it was just fun. So some of the venues, like in New York, we weren't able to keep the bus at the venue. We had to keep the bus at Secaucus. So we weren't able to shower because they didn't have any towels for us in the venue.
Right.
Some venues have showers, some didn't. So like I wasn't able to shower. I shower 3 times a day. That's my norm, 3 times a day. In this day, this 24-hour period, I was not able to shower.
Oh, wow. Oh, so, no.
When I did get to shower, I just threw my underwears away.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
They needed to go in the garbage. Oh, no. Yeah.
Life on the road.
Yeah, because sometimes you don't have access to dryers, a washer.
Mm-hmm.
So I just brought enough knowing they're disposable, cheap from Amazon.
You're wearing cheap underwear?
Oh, man. they're Calvin Klein, but they're the ones in the big pack.
Yeah. Oh, they're those are the ones I bought.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bulk.
The bulk size.
The bulk
Calvin Klein's. Mm-hmm. I don't even think they're Calvin Klein's. They're CK, whatever that means.
They're Galvin blinds.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Yeah.
Number three, if our home were without water for a day or two, we would freak out and stay at a hotel.
Right.
Oh, just kidding. Drink soda or juice.
That sounds like a good option.
B, visit relatives or friends so we could take showers. This is perfect for the underwear story I just told.
This is very relevant.
C, drink and wash from a supply of bottled water. Or D, check the bottled water on the basement shelf and try to remember how old it is.
Okay, we don't have a basement.
Right.
This one's really confusing. I guess go to someone else's house.
No, dangerous. Driving with... in an emergency.
Oh, all you said was the house doesn't have water. I don't know what the emergency is.
So you're supposed that's.
Oh, I'm assuming this is in like.
This is
a
like
disaster.
A nursing school question. You got to like guess what they want.
End of the world disaster.
You're supposed to drink and wash from a fresh supply of bottled water that you should always have stored.
And that you should know when you bought it.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Good to know.
Four, our important papers and records are. Misplaced. We don't know where they are. B, secured in a water and fireproof box.
Yes.
Filed in the home office or scattered in various locations throughout the house.
No. You probably don't even know where all
where is ours.
I'm not going to tell you on the podcast.
What happens if something happened to you?
I don't care. What would I care?
What happens if I need a passport? I'm going to take a vacation. What happens if I want to take a vacation?
Why are you taking a vacation if I am missing or gone?
Maybe I was looking for you in Paris.
Oh.
Maybe I was looking for you around Europe.
You know what? It's safe. That's all you need to know. It's safe.
How am
I? It's in a fire and waterproof case.
I need to know where this is.
Yeah. It's in a secret location.
Five. We've made the following arrangements for our pets.
Aww.
We have no plans. Why do we need them? They go wherever we go. B, we leave them at home with plenty of food and water. C, we take them with us, hoping we could find a shelter or a hotel that will accept. Or D, we made plans with family, friends, and our vet to take them at a moment's notice.
Yeah, D.
D.
You want to be careful. I got stuck with my dog Skippy growing up. We were evacuating Vero Beach, Florida, where I think I was probably like 15 or 16 at the time. Let's see, back in 2004? I'm not going to do the math, but I was a kid. And we had a real tough time. First of all, in a disaster when everyone's evacuating, good luck finding a hotel.
Right.
And number two, it's going to be impossible to find a hotel that also takes pets. Mm-hmm. So making sure that you have a plan as best as possible. And it's usually best to go stay with someone else in a safe location than trying to find a hotel just because it's so tough.
Yeah. Speaking of pets, I've been having crazy dreams at night, every night. I don't know why I have crazy dreams. We owned like a horse.
Aww.
And it was like swimming in our pool with our dogs.
Yeah, I've been working on a business plan for breeding miniature giraffe because I think that would just be the cutest pet.
Moving on, number six.
Oh, okay.
And this is what I have to deal with. In case of an emergency, but you do want to have a giraffe sanctuary.
I do.
That's like what he's honestly working on right now.
That is one of the things I'm working on, a giraffe sanctuary.
In case of an emergency, our children know.
Oh,
we don't have kids.
We don't have kids.
Skip.
See? That is how prepared we are.
Skip.
We don't have children because, oh my God, what would we do in a disaster?
So let's review this for our listeners that have children.
You can send comments to...
let's review this to our children. Okay. For the people that have children. And maybe we'll have children one day.
Aww.
In case of an emergency, your children know to trust you to take care of them. B, how to call 911 and how to call us. C, our family disaster plan, which includes someone to call if we're separated, meeting places, and a home escape route. Or D, a list of an emergency contacts, which is posted on a refrigerator.
I would say C.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what we did.
Share the plan.
Yep.
We're going to have our dogs listen to our emergency disaster plan as we review it with them.
Absolutely.
Seven, during an emergency, I would depend on the following for information. My neighbors, a battery-powered radio, the internet, the television, or E, the Nurse Blake podcast.
Oh, that's on there.
Yeah,
that's
on there. It's really on here.
It's on there.
It's on there.
I would say battery-powered radio.
Yeah. Yep. B, good job.
We used to have one of those.
Eight.
We used to have the ones that you would crank.
Really?
Like, yeah, so you didn't even need batteries.
It'd How be a flashlight old are you?
And radio. So old.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How old is he?
No, they're really designed for like disasters. Yeah, you know?
It's funny.
Yeah.
You're a prepper.
I used to be very much a prepper, like super into. I think it was just growing up during that hurricane.
Traumatized.
Several seasons in a row where we just had hurricane after hurricane. Yeah, that was a big thing. I always made sure to have, you know, food and water and all that fun stuff.
Growing up, I enjoyed tracking storms.
Oh, yeah.
I could have been a meteorologist.
You wanted to be.
I did for like
Blake
a week.
Blake Storm.
Yeah, Blake Cameron Storm.
On the local news.
Eight, as long as one person in my family knows what our emergency plan is, our family is prepared.
What? No.
False.
No.
You are good at this. Did you read these answers?
Nope. Never seen it.
Nine. If I suddenly had to leave my home for 5 days, I would A, grab my emergency kit and follow the steps in our plan, throw some clothes and necessities in a suitcase and take a vacation. Me, I would. C, leave, then coordinate with family members. Or D, hang out at the mall and wait to hear how long before we can return. There's a lot of great options in this.
How old is this?
A lot of great options here. This will throw you off.
I would say A.
Grab your emergency kit. My emergency kit's a little different because I have fun things in my emergency kit too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My emergency kit, my little Lululemon fanny pack.
Oh, you have it with you at all times.
All times.
Yeah. Your gum wrapper. And why are there so many bugs in here?
I don't know.
Do you see this?
What hotel are we
They're
staying
all
at?
Over the place.
Why? Get them out of here.
Nasty. Get where, me back on the bus.
Where are we at? My emergency kit is we don't have one. Do we have an emergency kit?
Yeah.
Where?
In the closet.
Well, I don't know about this. So can you please?
Oh, I guess
need
it's
to
a half
about
plan,
this,
then.
Please. This is, we are failing. Fail. You're so worried about your own self. Not
oh,
even
yeah. No, I know
in.
Where everything is at.
We don't have one. B, a drawer with flashlights and batteries. A bin with flashlights and batteries. Or D, water to last 3 days. A battery powered, sorry, I think it's the antifreeze I consumed yeah. through my
really
tea.
Foggy
someone
brain.
Made. A Bauer battery powered radio and flashlights with extra batteries, canned foods, a first aid kit, extra medications, and a portable go kit in the car.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the one.
If local authorities told me to evacuate, I would refuse to leave. Wait to see if the situation worsened. Wait for word from the governor or follow the advice of local responders.
Local responders?
Perfect. Last question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
My family and I have A, an emergency kit at home. An emergency kit in the cars, an emergency kit at work, and D, all of the above.
All the above, baby.
Babe,
well,
you are going to be so safe. I'm not because you haven't filled me in on any of the plans. So
my car has an emergency kit.
Have fun
back.
With your life after you survive.
I got tourniquets. I got all sorts of stuff.
Can we
there.
Talk about the plan one day?
Yeah. Actually, can we go back to my giraffe farm, please? If anybody out there nose of a homeless or displaced giraffe, please let me know because I can't start this farm without actually having any giraffe.
Aww.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to talk about the place where we got our dog together, Nala. The Pet Alliance in Orlando did have a disaster hit, a fire. So if you would like to donate, please go out and donate to the Pet Alliance in Orlando.
Yeah.
And whenever disasters hit and affect communities, I mean, the news comes out, covers it for a few days, and then
on
leaves.
To the next thing.
And, you know, we sometimes forget about the communities that are still suffering. Still, the fire in Paradise, California, it's still impacting that community and town years later. So if any of these disasters, you know, really strike a chord with you, these communities need help, be sure to not only donate, you know, to the American Red Cross, but to good local charities that are helping people on the ground. And don't forget about the communities and minorities that are sometimes impacted, you know, by these tragedies.
Well said.
Tips for ride out nurses. So if you are a ride out nurse, I have some tips and advice for you. If you're not lucky enough to be on the recovery team, bring a cooler because you're definitely going to want food for multiple days. The cafeteria probably will not be open, you know, so sometimes you may get patient food, but those supplies aren't coming in. Yeah. The delivery trucks aren't coming in. So bring enough food for days. Stuff that is dried goods.
Dried goods?
Well, things you're not going to want to put in a fridge just in case.
Yeah. I remember in Houston, a lot of your friends, they had no water.
Right.
Right. And they were stuck at the hospital. Of course, they were caring for the patients. So, you know, no water, no food. And luckily, some of them brought enough.
Yeah.
But that was a really tough time.
That was, for sure. Bring a lot of scrubs and other clothes. It's okay to bring a suitcase like you're going on vacation.
Yeah.
Really. Bring a suitcase.
A big one.
A big one with a lot of stuff because you're not going to be able to wash your clothes where.
Right.
Take an air mattress and bedding you like, your favorite blanket, a pillow. Sometimes a lot, especially now, every bed is full. So you don't get to sleep in an empty patient room because right now there are no empty patient rooms.
And it's not like there's a break room. You wouldn't want to sleep in there.
Gross. Yeah, so bring an air mattress, get comfy. Bring games, things to keep you occupied and entertained. You're not going to be working 24, 36 hours straight. You will have time for breaks, hopefully, that you'll be able to take shifts and change so you can't have time to sleep, recover. Bring your phone, a book to read if you're a reader. I would probably bring a lot of books, but
would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you'd bring a lot.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't read any.
I brought a lot of books on the bus. I haven't touched one.
Blake wants to be a reader so bad. Every time we go by a bookstore or back in the day when we were in airports, he'd always have to go to Hudson News and buy a new book for the plane.
Never read it.
No.
Bring shower shoes, soap, shower caddy, and a towel, all your toiletries, and maybe an extra disposable pair of underwear.
That's a good idea.
It's fine. No,
bring
really.
More than one pair.
You want to bring shower shoes because you don't want to get no foot fungus from other people.
Ugh, yeah.
Feet. Shower caddy, soap, everything you want, unless you're going to be using all the patient supplies in the supply room. And a towel. Bring a towel, all your toiletries. Like me, listen, that hospital toilet paper, it ain't cutting it.
It's thin.
For my bum. I am a Charmin family.
Are you ultra strong or ultra soft?
That's a good question. I think whichever one's on sale are cheaper, but they're both comparable.
I lean ultra strong.
Really?
I wish they made an ultra strong and soft.
Oh, like a mix, like a multi-use. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Put those two together. That would be the perfect toilet paper.
For sure. Yeah, hospital toilet paper is a joke.
It's like sandpaper.
Get a splinter. So I'm definitely bringing me some. Luckily, you know, I've worked everywhere. I've worked in Florida. I've worked in South Carolina, Texas, and Seattle. And, you know, been a part of either a ride-out team or a recovery team. I feel like we've missed all the big disasters, and I haven't had to be a part of either one of those.
Yeah, we've moved like right before disasters in the past.
For sure. But I am signed up. I know living in Florida with the health department and stuff, if they'd ever needed help or assistance, you know, sometimes they need to call in some volunteers or some other nurses. So if you do want to be involved in your area, sometimes if you're available, they'll even fly you out. I know the big hurricane, I can't remember which one
Katrina.
It was. Katrina. Yep. And a lot of other natural disasters. They'll work with travel nurse agencies in the state to bring people in and make sure they get licensed to come and do relief work there, especially during the recovery time.
And this is a great point, because a lot of nurses aren't necessarily bedside nurses, but they want to be involved in helping during a natural disaster. So, you know, looking for volunteer opportunities within the community is another great way to participate in this.
For sure. Yeah, totally. And even CNAs, techs, therapists, respiratory therapists, they'll take everyone in recovery times to be able to help and volunteer. I think we covered all of these points. That's it. Shout out to all the awesome nurses on ride-out teams and recovery teams. Make sure you and your families are safe. Make sure you're prepared with your toiletries and underwear and air mattress and toilet paper. And don't forget about the show. I can't wait to see you all. 45 more shows to go.
Oh my gosh.
So exciting. Some shows are sold out, but we've added more. So be sure to look at the updated list on my website at nurseblake.com. I would love to see you all on the road. The reviews are in. 90 minutes nonstop laughter.
Yeah.
So fun. I love getting the messages after the shows. They're so amazing. We met one nurse. She's been a nurse for over 53 years, was at the show, came to the VIP experience. She was incredible. It was so adorable. Cool to meet her.
That was really cool.
Yeah. It was really, really cool and special. We got shout outs. Y'all, we have hundreds of shout outs now. I love it. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. Alexis. Hi, Nurse Blake. Love the podcast so much. We love you, Alexis. I work on a post-surgical floor turned COVID in Kansas. Shout out to all my workers on 7 South. You all are amazing. She said, yins are amazing. And I love being part of our team. Tanner, I'm not a nursing student, but I'm currently doing my prereqs for a surgery tech program. Shout out to my fellow healthcare nursing students at North Arkansas College. I hope yins have a great year.
Really, this is
people are writing yins. People are.
Are they now?
Madison, congrats to my nursing school BFF Morgan on passing her NCLEX this week. She is now Nurse Morgan. I can't wait to work with you on the same unit as new grads. That's so fun. I love that. Kendra, shouting out herself. Love that energy. Nurse Blake and husband Brett, I want to thank y'all for giving me the confidence and reinsurance to shout out my own damn self.
I love
her. Yes, Kendra. I'm currently going back to school for my master's degree, working full-time, raising my kids, and keeping people alive.
Wow.
Thank y'all for your advocacy and love. It means so much. Kendra, you the best.
We love you.
We love you. Shout yourself out. I love that. Those are it.
Awesome.
So more. We'll fill in more. Reminders. Week. Don't forget, apply, submit every day for your chance to win the 2021 Nurse Blake Awards. Could be a Tesla.
Yeah.
$25,000 or some cash prizes on the free NurseCon app. We have over 50,000 members now. The community is hot and lit. I love seeing everyone in the daily conversations.
It's so fun. Yeah. It's so fun to see the community grow.
Yeah, it's so cool. So thank you all so much for listening to the podcast. Until next week, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.